WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than the Great Wall of China, deadlines are breathing down your neck, and social media feels like one giant anxiety factory. Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into finding calm in the chaos, because trust me, it's possible, even amidst all the uncertainty swirling around us. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of stoic wisdom, injected with a healthy dose of humor and real-world applicability. We're not talking about some mystical guru stuff here, folks. We're talking practical strategies, actionable steps you can implement right now to navigate the storms life throws at you and emerge stronger on the other side. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you find your zen amidst the chaos. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Listen, we can't control everything. Some things are just plain out of our hands. The sooner we accept this reality, the less power those uncontrollable factors have over us. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to stop a hurricane with your bare hands, right? So why fight against situations beyond our control? Embrace them, acknowledge them, and focus on what you can influence: your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. 2. Mindful breathing. Your secret weapon. Ever notice how taking a deep breath can instantly calm you down? It's not magic, folks. It's science. When you breathe deeply, your heart rate slows, your blood pressure drops, and your body enters a state of relaxation. Make mindful breathing a part of your daily routine, whether it's for a minute or two before a stressful meeting, during a commute, or even just when you feel overwhelmed. Trust me, it makes a world of difference. 3. Prioritize what matters. We live in a society obsessed with being busy, but that doesn't mean we need to be overwhelmed. Take some time each week to reflect on what truly matters: your relationships, your health, your passions. Then, prioritize those things. Say no to commitments that drain your energy and don't align with your values. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Or, find your flow state. Ever get so engrossed in an activity that you lose track of time? That's flow state, a state of deep focus and enjoyment. Find activities that bring you joy and challenge you mentally, whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or even tackling a complex puzzle. When you're in flow, you feel energized, productive, and completely present. 5. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your well-being. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life: your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments, even the smallest moments of joy. Cultivating gratitude helps you see the brighter side of things and fosters a more positive outlook. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a mountain of emails, a looming deadline, and a coworker who seems to be having a personal crisis right in your general vicinity. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your mind starts racing, and you're on the verge of melting down. But wait. Remember our stoic superpower: acceptance. Acknowledge the chaos, but don't let it consume you. Take a few deep breaths, remember that secret weapon. Prioritize your tasks and focus on what you can control. You've got this. So remember, finding calm in the midst of chaos isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating these strategies into your daily life, one step at a time. We're all in this together, folks. So keep practicing, keep learning, and keep sharing these stoic tools with those around you. And don't forget to join the conversation. Share your thoughts, experiences, and tips on social media. Let's build a community of calm amidst the chaos. Until next time, stay grounded, stay focused, and keep rocking that stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.